And good evening, everyone, from Friend, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gattulli, getting set to bring you high school basketball once again tonight here on KTNC. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish girls and boys are on the road here in Friend, and this is probably one of the longest road trips that the Irish will make throughout the season. It's about 125 miles or so between Fall City and Friend, a long ways out here. It's a doubleheader, the girls up first. And looking forward to hopefully some really competitive basketball. We expect the boys' game tonight to be maybe a little more competitive than it has been in the past. The Friend girls, well, it's no secret, they're a little down on numbers. They only have 9 players out for basketball. It'll be an interesting matchup here to see how they can perform against the Sacred Heart Irish. Tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is on the air right about now. He's got the Johnson-Brock Eagles facing the Fall City Tigers in both girls and boys basketball. A doubleheader, the Johnson-Brock girls coming off of a win last week over, or Tuesday rather, at Palmyra, a game that I covered on Sunny. The boys lost a tough one at Palmyra for Johnson-Brock. They got down by 18 points at halftime, battled back to within one in the closing seconds before finally losing there to Palmyra, I believe, by 3. So it'll be Johnson-Brock and Fall City Tigers over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. As we said back here at Friend, it's the Sacred Heart Irish. The girls are 2-1 on the season after dropping their season opener at Sterling. They came back and got a close win over Nebraska City Lords and then picked up a win, I believe it was last night, over Sydney, Iowa. So they are 2-1 on the season. The Friend Lady Bulldogs, they are 0-2 coming into this one, still looking for their first win of the season. We're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls game. That's coming up right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball, the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Friend High School. I'm Randy Gattulli with you tonight. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. We had the playing of our national anthem during the time out there. Right now we're having the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. For the Friend Bulldogs, Shelby Lauber is a 5'9 senior. Abby Milton, a sophomore at 5'6. Taylan Schluter, a 5'3 freshman. Reagan Bartley is a sophomore at 5'7. And Ella Archer, a 5'10 sophomore. Those are the starters for Coach Nicole White. Starters for your Sacred Heart Irish, Coach Luke Sando will go with Olivia Eichhoff, a 5'8 senior. Delaney Witt, a senior at 5'4. Gentry Lettenberg. Lettenberg is a 5'8 sophomore. Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, 5'10 and a senior. And Macy Keller, a 6-foot senior, finishes out the starting five for Coach Luke Sando. Noticeably absent from that starting lineup is McKinley Scholl. McKinley got the start in the season opener at Sterling. However, she suffered a hip injury, and we understand she may be out for up to 6 weeks of this season. So McKinley Scholl not suited up, and she is out, will not be playing tonight for the Irish. Again, the Lady Irish, 2-1 on the year. They lost the season opener to Sterling, came back and got wins over Nebraska City Lords and over Sydney, Iowa. Stepping into the center circle for the Lady Bulldogs to jump it up will be Reagan Bartley. And she'll go against Macy Keller. Keller at 6 foot, Bartley at 5'7". Shouldn't be much of a matchup on this tip. The official steps into the center circle. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Friend Bulldogs are underway. The tip controlled by the Irish. They put the ball out to Delaney Witt. Into forecourt on the right wing, down to Olivia Eichhoff. Baseline right side, skip pass across court to Wurtenberger. Now to Macy Keller in the corner on the left side of the basket. Back up top to Witt. Bounce pass right side. Open look for a long two, short off the front of the rim, put up by Eichhoff. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger with the first 2 points of the ball game. The Irish jump out to a 2-0 lead here in the opening minute. 7:29 to play in the first quarter at Friend. Bulldogs basketball. This is Sluder on the dribble at the top of the key to Bartley on the left wing. Bartley feeds it down deep in the baseline left side. Finds Milton. Back to Sluder. Here's a three on the way from the right side up. Hit the back of the support. That's out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. And the ball goes back over to the Irish. Wurtenberger to inbound it. She'll toss it in to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff will come down and set the offense for the Lady Irish. To the right wing, the pass comes to Delaney Witt, goes right back up top to Eichhoff. 1-2-2 zone defense here by Friend. Macy Keller feeds it in traffic to Lechtenberg. Shot up off the glass and good. Gentry Lechtenberg, the sophomore, with a really nice move right around the defender, put the ball off the glass very gently, laid it in, and the Irish are up 4-0 early here at Friend. 6:49 to play in the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs' Ella Archer on the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Has to go with a pass onto the right side. This is Bartley. Tried to penetrate in the paint. Now Archer off the glass, up and off. No good. There for the rebound is Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff pushes the ball down herself. Takes it all the way. Little floater up off the glass. Follow shot put back up by Keller. Won't go. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Bulldogs. Reagan Bartley with the outlet pass. Bartley puts the ball out to Abby Milton, who will set the offense. On the right side, this is Taylan Sluder with the basketball. Sluder picked up her dribble. She needs help now. Gets it across to Reagan Bartley. Bartley gives up to Ella Archer, who stops between the rings at the top of the circle. Sacred Heart in a man-to-man defense. Here's a lob pass in, stolen away by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, good job defensively. Now a whistle and a foul. As Wurtenberger starts up the court, a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I believe it's going to go on Reagan Bartley. Wait till they post it here. On Bartley, it's her first team foul, number one, on the Bulldogs. We're sitting across the gym from the scorers table, so the official turns his back to us when he signals the fouls to the scorers, and we have to wait until they post it. Obviously, we can't see his hands. Here's a three from the corner by Wurtenberger, up and off, no good. Macy Keller there for the offensive rebound. Feeds to Delaney Witt. Witt with a driving lay-in, off the glass, up, off, won't go. Rebound comes down to Taylan Sluder. Sluder will bring the basketball up the court for the Lady Bulldogs of Friend. She stands near the midcourt circle, lost her dribble there, picks up the dribble, has to give the ball off to Bartley. Now Bartley's done the same thing. She's trapped out near the top of the key and needs help. Finally reaching in, Delaney Witt reaches in and grabs against the basketball. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Irish. We're still guilty of calling that a jump ball. We haven't had a jump ball for years. A hell ball is what it actually, the term is now, but forgive me for that. Irish with the basketball. Wurtenberger, skip pass across to Delaney Witt. She drives on the baseline right side. Bounce pass goes into Macy Keller. Back to the top of the circle to Eichhoff. Into Keller into the basket. Off the glass, up and good. Oh, nice pass by Delaney Witt. Bound Macy Keller under the basket. Keller put it off the glass for the lay-in. It's 6-0. Sacred Heart with the lead. We've played 3 minutes. Here's a steal. On the steal goes Eichhoff, driving layup up and good. Olivia Eichhoff made the steal, took it away from Sluder out there and broke for the layup. Timeout taken by Friend, 4:56 to play first quarter, 8-0. Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:56 to play in the first quarter after the timeout. The basketball belongs to Friend, Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Into the ball game, Abby Milton on the dribble. Her pass goes to the right side to Schluter. They give it to the left side. Off the glass, shot is up and good by Reagan Bartley. Bartley with the first 2 points for the Lady Bulldogs. The score now 8-2, Sacred Heart leading Friend. Pass underneath. Keller again under there. This time couldn't get the easy one. Follow shot, foot back, up and good by Wurtenberger. Jessica Wurtenberger has 4 points now. That's her second field goal here early in the ballgame. 4:22 to play in the first quarter. 10-2, Irish up by 8. Taylan Schluter dribbles all the way to the baseline. Got under the basket. She's trapped down there. Needed to get rid of the basketball. Flips it out to her teammate. Schluter gives it up to Milton. Now on the right wing, holding the ball is Schluter once again. Milton comes to help her out. Abby Milton dribbles. Reach in, slap foul is going to be called on the Irish on Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg picks up her first personal. That's the first team foul on Sacred Heart. We're live tonight from Friend, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of Irish basketball. Friend inbounds the pass. They bring it into forecourt. This is Schluter in the lane. Schluter in trouble. Now flips it out to the left side. Finds Archer. Archer takes one dribble. Hands the ball right back to Bartley. Now reach in. And another foul is going to be called on the Irish. Let's see what the call is going to be here. Well, perhaps they're just going to say it was a held ball. That's what they're going to say. Possession arrow goes to Friend. Inbounding the pass in the game now is Rickenbaugh. Rickenbaugh's pass across court. Looks out top and gets it to Schluter. Almost lost it out of bounds near the midcourt line. Schluter with the dribble to the right side of the free throw circle. Feeds it up top. Goes to Bartley. Left elbow. Now this is Babe Weber in there. Babe Weber has the ball stolen away by Wurtenberger. Then Weber steals it right back. And now Schluter brings it down court. Macy Keller's back on defense. Schluter pulls up for a set shot that's good. Taylan Schluter with her first bucket. 10-4, your shot by 6. Into forecourt, the Irish quickly come down court. Wurtenberger lost a handle on it there, so they call for carrying the basketball. Back into the lineup for Friend comes Abby Milton. She started the game. She will replace Taylan Schluter. Babe Weber and Keila Rickenbaugh are in off the bench right now for the Friend at Lady Dogs. Milton across the timeline comes with the dribble and picks up the dribble. Gives it to the right wing to Schluter. Schluter has it knocked away, and then Schluter falls to the floor, and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Let's see who they tag with this one. Foul is going to be called on Dacey Witt, who snuck into the game there on me a moment ago during the timeout. Dacey Witt, a 5'4 freshman, picks up her first personal. Team foul number 2 on the Irish. They'll trigger the ball in baseline under their own bucket on the right side. The Lady Bulldogs tied up immediately, reaching in defensively and getting the tie-up was Delaney Witt. Possession arrow goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart gets the basketball. Avery Sando in the lineup now for Sacred Heart. Avery Sando, a freshman, 5'5" freshman, handles the ball in the corner on the right side. Avery Sando, she thought about the shot. Oh, nice lob pass into Keller. Shot is up and good. Macy Keller with the basket. Avery Sando with the assist on the little lob pass, got it into the senior on the baseline. 12-4, Irish up by 8. Friends basketball. Shelby Lauber. Lauber gives it to the left side. Here's a jump shot. Free throw line up and off. No good. Sando with the rebound. Avery Sando brings it across the timeline. Got ran over from behind when Avery decided to stop. Babe Weber was right behind her, and Babe couldn't get stopped. Ran over Sando, and she'll be called for the personal. On Babe Weber, her first team foul, number 2, to be called. Well, now they're going to go to Rickenbaugh. Weber ran over. Yeah, they're posting it on Rickenbaugh. Well, we'll go that route then. Irish basketball. Sando in the corner right side. comes to Dacey Witt with it. Witt has the ball taken away, and standing on the baseline, Witt had a hold of the basketball, and it'll go right back over to Friend. Lady Bulldogs will inbound it, trailing 12-4 here. Abby Milton to toss it in. Milton into Taylen Schluter. Schluter across the division line into forecourt, right back up top to Milton with it. Milton looking to the corner for Babe Weber. Instead comes across to the left wing to Schluter. Schluter driving baseline, left side shot, walked away nicely by Eichhoff, and the loose basketball grabbed up by Ella Archer. Archer, pass, bounce pass left side, Milton to Archer in the paint. Archer shot is up and off and no good. Eichhoff has the rebound. Eichhoff all the way down, wants to take it all the way to the hoop between defenders, lays it off the glass, up and good. Olivia Eichhoff, you can see that when she got to midcourt. She was determined to take the ball to the hoop. It was a one-on-two fast break. She weaved between the two defenders, laid it off the glass for the lay-in. Eichhoff now with 4 points. 14-4. Irish with a double-digit lead up by 10. A minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. With the basketball, this is Schluter. Schluter gives it off right side to Archer. Lady Bulldogs are having problems with picking up their dribble out here before they know where they're going to go with the basketball, and then they get themselves trapped in a double team. Handling the ball now is Babe Weber. Weber to the left wing, a little weave at the top of the key, Abby Milton and Archer. Ella Archer with the ball again stops and picks up her dribble. Oh, trying to go up there with a three, and then wanting to pass it at the last moment, Taylen Schluter, she'll be called for the travel. In the game now for Sacred Heart, Jocelyn Oberding checks in. Oberding checking in. We've got a player for Friend has gone down out here. Oh, this doesn't look. She just all of a sudden went down near midcourt. Nobody around her. Not sure what's happened here. If she's has suffered an injury or just appears a little bit disoriented. Being helped to the sideline now is Taylen Schluter. I'm not sure what transpired there. Schluter just all of a sudden went to the floor, and they're helping her to the bench now. Talking with her, I'm not sure if she just lost her breath there for a moment or what, but she looks like she's okay. She's up talking to both of the coaches. Here come the Irish down court. There's a three from the corner on the right side, up and good by Gentry Lechtenberg. The sophomore has 5 points for the Irish, and it's 17-4. Sacred Heart on top. Oberding comes out defensively. This is Eichhoff chasing now after Milton. Gives to Archer, left side of the lane. That's Bartley with the basketball. Bartley has lost her dribble. Lechtenberg has her trapped under there. They tried to put it underneath to Abby Milton. The ball knocked away by Olivia Eichhoff. It'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Ella Archer will trigger it in. Baseline left side under the basket. Now Archer steps back in, and Schluter's going to inbound it. Tosses into Archer. The ball stolen immediately by Eichhoff. Down court it comes to Witt. Witt fast break. Lechtenberg driving, laying up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg has 7 points in the ballgame. There's a buzzer. After one quarter, the Irish lead at 19-4. We're back in 1 minute with the Peru State College Game of the Week here on KTMC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Sacred Heart Irish have jumped out to a 19-4 lead after one quarter. Luke Santo, Coach Luke Santo, has substituted freely, and he's going to continue to use some subs out there. Avery Sando is on the floor, a freshman. Jocelyn Oberding is out there. Dacey Witt, the only two starters still on the floor are Lechtenberg and Eichhoff for the Irish. Original five starters on the floor for the Bulldogs as we're back to live action. A lob pass inside. Eichhoff chases after. It's going to go out of bounds. I think they're going to let the ball stay with the Bulldogs. They'll have it under their own basket. They'll play it in on the baseline in the corner. To inbound the pass will be Abby Milton. Milton to toss it in. They break toward the bucket into the corner. Now she'll throw a lob pass out here onto the left wing to Lauber. Lauber puts up a long three and got it. Shelby Lauber with her first bucket of the night. She hits a three, makes it 19-7. Irish come the other direction. With the dribble is Avery Sando. Gives to Eichhoff top of the key. Left side, D.C. Witt. Thought about the shot. Back to Sando. Sando penetrates right side of the lane. Open look. Lechtenberg in the corner. Doesn't take it. Gives back to Sando. Sando kicks it out to Dacey Witt for a long three that's off the back of the iron. There for the rebound. And the follow shot put back up is Oberding. She couldn't get it. The ball knocked away from Oberding out of bounds. It'll stay with the Irish. Sacred Heart will toss it in under their own basket on the baseboard. Inbounding it will be Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff throws into Avery Sando. Sando with a nice little move. Wanted to feed it inside. A whistle. And a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on the Friend Bulldogs on Shelby Lauber. On Lauber, her first personal. Team foul number three on Friend. Eichhoff inbounds it to the corner. Sando right back into Eichhoff in traffic. Eichhoff goes up top with it. And a jump ball is called. Eichhoff tried to turn around with a jump shot. Lauber got up and got a hand on the basketball. Held ball, possession arrow. Stays with the Irish. Sacred Heart will toss it in under their own bucket. Again to Sando in the corner. Sando up top. Dacey Witt. Witt backs it out. The freshman point guard hands to Sando. A fair freshman out there. Now Eichhoff with a long two. Hits the back of the iron. Olivia got her own rebound. Ball is kicked out to the left side. There's Oberding goes up with a shot. Rebound, follow shot. Lechtenberg can't get it. A whistle and a foul. And I think we're going to put Gentry Lechtenberg to the line to shoot two shots here for the Irish. This will be our first free throws of the evening. Lechtenberg will be shooting two. We'll see who the foul is on. The foul is on Babe Weber. That's her first, team foul number four. Lechtenberg, first free throw is up and off, no good. Gentry leads all scorers here so far. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. Here's Macy Keller back into the lineup. Oberding will set out. Dacey Witt sets down. Looks like Wurtenberger and Delaney Witt are also both back on the floor. Lechtenberg's second free throw hits off. Ball is tipped around, and coming down with it are the Friend Lady Bulldogs. With the dribble, this is Shelby Lauber. Lauber pushes it to the right side of the lane, gives back up to her teammate for a three-pointer. That's off, no good. Lechtenberg has the rebound for the Lady Irish. Lechtenberg takes it down into the corner on the right side of the basket. Lost her dribble there. Bounce pass into traffic in the paint. Eichhoff forces a shot up. She'll be fouled, and I think we're going to put Eichhoff at the line to shoot two. Olivia Eichhoff got a nice entry pass inside the paint. When she made a move to the hoop, she was fouled. The foul is going to be on Rickenbaugh, her second personal, 15 foul. At the free throw line is Olivia Eichhoff. She has 4 points on a pair of field goals. This is her first attempt from the charity stripe. This one is up, off no good. Irish are 0-for-3 from the line so far tonight. They're up 19-7 with 6:25 to play in the first half here at Friend. Olivia Eichhoff, second free throw is up. This one hits the back of the rim and doesn't go. Out of bounds and touched last by Wurtenberger down there in the corner. Wurtenberger and Lauber were battling after it. It'll say, okay, that's what I thought. Now the official changed his mind. He indicated Friend's basketball, and it didn't look that way from here, but I wasn't going to say a lot. It's going to be Sacred Heart's ball on the baseline. Inbound it to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger lobs it up to Witt. Delaney Witt feeds inside the paint. Back it comes again to Wurtenberger on the left wing. In traffic, moving toward the hoop. In traffic, Lechtenberg with a nice driving layup. Gentry Lechtenberg has 9 points now in the game to lead the Irish in scoring. Sacred Heart is up 21-7 with 6 minutes to go in the first half here at Friend. Bulldogs basketball. Abby Milton on the right elbow gives it up top to Lauber. Lauber backs out between the rings with the dribble. Almost has it taken away from her by Eichhoff. Lauber with the forearm gives Eichhoff quite a shove. Now Macy Keller reaches in and gets the tie-up on Schluter. Macy Keller got a good handful of basketball, and a held ball is called. Substitute back in now, Ella Archer enters the contest for the Lady Bulldogs. Archer in place of Babe Weber. Left side of the lane, a little floating shot from the left elbow is put up by Reagan Bartley, and she will be fouled. Bartley is called for the foul, or Bartley will go to the line, rather. We'll see who the foul is on. It's going to be on Gentry Lechtenberg, her second personal. 5:40 to go here in the first half. Free throw is up, off the rim, doesn't go for Reagan Bartley. She'll have another attempt coming. They haven't made a free throw yet. Sacred Heart is 0 for 4. Friend is 0 for 1. Let's see if Bartley can break the ice on the free throws here. Reagan Bartley, a 5'7 sophomore. Shot is up, hits the front of the rim, and a lane violation anyway. It wouldn't have counted, but it did not go. So we are still scoreless as far as free throws for both teams here tonight. Clock running, 5:38 to go in the first half. 21-7, your score. Sacred Hearts girls on top. In the corner on the left side is Wurtenberger. Lob pass into Keller. Oh, up off the glass. Macy couldn't get that one to drop. The ball is batted around. Picked up by Eichhoff. Eichhoff right side of the lane. Gives to Lechtenberg. She moves to the hoop. A little floater's up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg came to play tonight. The 5'8 sophomore is in double figures. She has 11 points now in the contest for Lechtenberg. 5:05 to go here in the first half. Here's a little entry pass looking underneath for Abby Milton. Milton couldn't handle it, but when it went out of bounds, it was tipped by the Irish, so it'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Inbounding the pass will be Abby Milton on the left side of the basket on the baseline. Milton waiting to lob it in to the left wing. Down deep in the corner it comes to Reagan Bartley. Bartley holds the ball there for a moment. Here's a three on the way from the left wing that's put up. That's going to go out of bounds by Shelby Lauber, and the ball goes back over to the Irish. There's a buzzer, another sub checking into the ball game for Friend. Babe Weber back into the lineup. Weber in replacing Reagan Bartley. 4:53 to go first half. 23-7. Irish with a big lead here early in the contest. This is Olivia Eichhoff on the dribble. Gives to Wurtenberger for three, left wing. Off, no good. Rebound, Shelby Lauber. Lauber, outlet pass, kicks it out to Abby Milton, and Milton's down court with the ball to set the offense. Now Lauber gets it back between the rings, top of the circle, lost the dribble, needs help. The girls from Friend have a habitually stopped dribbling for no apparent reason, and then, of course, Sacred Heart comes out and traps them, and they have problems. There's another turnover. Traveling is going to be called on Friend. We see the girls from Friend make that mistake repeatedly here at the top of the key. No one around them. They just pull up and stop their dribble. And then here comes the defense. All right. This is Delaney Witt with the ball. Comes to Eichhoff in the corner. Lechtenberg feeds into Macy Keller. Bounce pass from Keller back to Eichhoff. A reach-in foul. No. A held basketball. Had a lot of held balls here already in this game. Possession arrow points to the Irish. That means Olivia Eichhoff will inbound it. Left side of the basket on her own baseline. Puts it into Wurtenberger for three. Up. Bounces once, twice, and she got it. Jessica Wurtenberger has 7 points. As she hit the three, we've got a timeout taken on the floor. 4:01 to go here in the second period. 25-7. Irish up. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it appears that Sacred Heart coach Luke Sano is going to have an opportunity tonight to get some of the girls off the bench into a varsity contest here. Avery Sano, Jocelyn Oberding, Daisy Witt have already seen extensive action out here. The Sacred Heart girls are up 25-7 here in the second period with 4:01 left to play in the first half. Back out on the floor now are the original five starters, Eichhoff, Delaney Witt, Lechtenberg, Wurtenberger, and Keller. They come out and set up defensively on the dribble into forecourt. Comes Shelby Lauber. Lauber. You know, again picks up the dribble, had it knocked away by Eichhoff. The ball is over and back, and it'll be a turnover. The Irish get it back. Olivia Eichhoff looked to the official and said, you know, that's over and back, right? And then the official blew the whistle and agreed with her. All right, to inbound the ball, here's Wurtenberger into Olivia Eichhoff. Olivia just helping the official a little whenever she could there. Eichhoff dribbles to the right side of the lane, tries to penetrate, kicks it to the top of the key to Wurtenberger around the horn. Delaney Witt, open look three from the left corner, doesn't get it. Wurtenberger chases down the rebound out at the top of the key. Goes back to Eichhoff. Lob pass into Keller. Under the basket, shot is up and good. Eichhoff with the assist. Macy Keller with the basket. Macy now has 6 points in the ball game, and the lead is 20, 27-7. Irish on top with 3:19 to go in the first half here at Friend. Lob pass underneath, went through everybody. Irish touched it. It'll belong to the Lady Bulldogs of Friend. All right, back into the ball game now for Friend comes Taylan Schluter. Schluter in replacing Reagan Bartley. Waiting for the inbound pass under their own basket. Lob pass into traffic. Shot is up, but a whistle and a foul. Launching that shot, I think, was Rickenbaugh. We'll see who the foul is going to be called on. Rickenbaugh will be at the line to shoot two shots here. First free throw is on the way up and off, no good. That foul was called on Jessica Wurtenberger, her first team foul, number four. Rickenbaugh missed the first free throw. She'll have a second attempt coming. Takes aim. The shot is on the way for Rickenbaugh. It's off also. Missed them both. We still haven't made a free throw. Both teams are 0 for 4 from the free throw line. A fight for the rebound on the missed free throw, and it's touched last by the Irish. Went out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Abby Milton will inbound it for Friend. Milton to inbound it. Baseline right side. She's under her own basket. Lob pass comes in up top with it. All the way to the top of the key to Shelby Lauber. Lauber between the rings. Bounce pass right side to Schluter. Back to Lauber. Three on the way. No. Short off the front of the rim. Eichhoff has the rebound. Eichhoff dribbles out of traffic. Going to bring the ball down court herself. There she goes. All the way in. Tripped. Falls to the floor. A blocking foul is going to be called on Friend. No shooting foul. It will just be Sacred Heart's ball under the basket. I think this is going to go on Schluter. Wait till they put it up. Nope. Bromstad is called for the personal. We're not. Now they changed it on me. It was Bartley. Okay. Clock operator messing with the radio announcer here. They post it and then change their mind. At the baseline underneath, inbounding the ball, Delaney Witt to toss it in for the Irish. All the way up top to Daisy Witt. Back to Delaney. Delaney into the corner. Here's Sano for three from the corner right side. Avery Sano, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger now has 9 points in the game, and it's 29-7. Avery Sano back on the floor. Daisy Witt is back out there now, along with Delaney Witt, Wurtenberger, and Macy Keller. On the left side, handling the basketball, this is Lauber. Lauber, a cross-court pass onto the right wing, almost got away. Grabbed up and brought back to the near side. At the top of the key with the dribble is Rickenbaugh. Bounce pass left wing, Reagan Bartley. Bartley goes to Schluter with her pass. Now Bartley inside looking for Rickenbaugh, guarded by Keller. Rickenbaugh, fall-away shot up and off, no good. Sando tips the ball out of there to Delaney Witt. Three-on-one fast break. Delaney Witt. Oh, she went for the bounce pass to Daisy Witt. Daisy wasn't ready for it. Delaney drew the defender to her side, then gave it to Daisy on the right, and Daisy wasn't ready for the ball. It went through her hands and got away out of bounds. Friend will have the basketball in backcourt to inbound it. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 1:55, clock is running. 29-7 your score. The Lady Irish on top. Here's a long three. Misses everything, goes out of bounds. Put up by Taylan Schluter. Taylan's just a 5'3 freshman. This is a young basketball team. We're seeing a lot of freshmen and sophomores. They had a couple of senior starters there, but for the most part, mostly very young ball players for Friend. Avery Sando looked at it for a three in the corner, now moves in for a long two that hits the back of the rim, won't go for, and getting the rebound there is Reagan Bartley. Bartley did a good job that time of blocking out on Macy Keller. Bartley, the much smaller player of the two, managed to pull down that defensive board. Down court comes Schluter with the basketball. Schluter up to Abby Milton. Milton inside, ball tipped away by Delaney Witt and stolen. Delaney Witt starts up court with the ball. 2-on-2 fast break. Feeds it to Avery Sando. Avery couldn't get the shot. Delaney Witt's not having a lot of luck with her freshman here. She fed Daisy went a minute ago for a lay-in. That time she gave a gift over there to Avery Sando, and both times the freshmen weren't able to finish on it. They will get it worked out. Now we got Shaylee Smith into the lineup for the Irish. Jocelyn Oberding on the floor for Sacred Heart. Let's see who else is checking in here. We're seeing new ball players on the floor. We'll get them all ID'd in a minute. On the top of the key, working the dribble, is Reagan Bartley. Lob pass in. Bartley got it off to her teammate in the right corner. Now it comes up to Milton. Milton, left side of the lane, pulls up for a 10-foot jumper that's up and off. No good. A battle for the rebound down on the baseline. And it was touched last by Friend. So it will be Sacred Hearts basketball. Now figure out who we've got on the floor here. I've got one that's not on my original roster. We'll check that out in a minute and share it with you. Here's a steal the other direction on the fast break for the Bulldogs. Driving layup up, off and no good. Sando is there for the rebound to pull it down for the Irish. We'll do a little research here and figure. Ella Falk is in the ball game. That's who's out there for the Irish. We didn't have Ellie Falk. At the free throw line is going to be Shaylee Smith. Smith, a 5'7 freshman. Chance to shoot 1-1. Free throw is up, off the rim, short. Couldn't get it. Smith misses the free throw. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Friend Lady Bulldogs. So let's see. We've got Avery Sando, Jocelyn Oberding, Ella Falk, Shaylee Smith, and Daisy Witt out there right now. A freshman-sophomore team here for the most part. With 27 seconds to go in the first half, Irish are up 29-7. Let's see if Friend can come down and score here. Underneath the basket. Oh, they tried a long pass to Babe Weber. Weber couldn't handle it. It got away out of bounds and along to the Irish. 18.8 seconds to go. Avery Sando inbounds a pass to Daisy Witt. She pushes it down in a hurry. Witt bounce pass right side to Smith. Underneath, Oberding backs in, tries to go up with a shot. Oberding couldn't get it. Bounced off the front of the rim. There's a fight for the rebound controlled by Ella Archer. Now stolen under the basket by the Irish. Good job by Ella Falk to reach in and steal the ball away from Archer. I think a held ball is called down here. No, we're going to call a foul on Friend, and we're going to put Ellie Falk at the line to shoot 1-1. The foul is going to be on Reagan Bartley. That's her third. Here's Falk's free throw. Up and good. Ellie Falk, 5'8 junior, got her first point of the evening at the line. 3.3 seconds on the clock. Okay, must have had a lane violation. She's not going to get to shoot the end one. Did they give her the one? I don't think they even gave her that. That apparently was a lane violation. There's the buzzer. And after one quarter, or after one half, rather, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Friend Lady Bulldogs 29-7. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
New at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Friend High School gym at the half. The Sacred Heart Lady Irish leading the Lady Bulldogs 29-7, our halftime score. To clarify, that free throw that Ellie Falk made, there was a lane violation, so they waved that off. So we have yet to make a free throw in this ball game. Individual scoring for Friend. They're led by Shelby Lauber with 3 points. Taylor Schluter has 2, and Reagan Bartley has 2 for their total of 7. The Lady Bulldogs 0-for-4 from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Gentry Lechtenberg leads the way. She has 11. Jessica Wurtenberger with 8 points. Macy Keller has 6. And Olivia Eichhoff with 4 for their total of 29. The Irish are 0-for-6 from the free throw line. So we are combined 0-for-10 from the charity stripe between the two teams here in the first half. Coming up next, it'll be boys varsity basketball, the Sacred Heart Irish, and the Friend Bulldogs. We've got a half of girls ball to play first, and then we'll have the second half of our doubleheader. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, send it back to Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer. We'll have a 2-minute break, update you on the local weather, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Armand City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Armand City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City, and weatherology meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Temperatures will be warming into the mid to upper 50s by early next week. We'll see an upper-level disturbance that will bring a good chance for rain to the area Monday night into Tuesday. There could be a rumble of thunder on Tuesday as well. The rain may mix with some snow before ending Tuesday evening across far northeast Kansas. Now, do expect a cool down by late week with highs only reaching the mid-30s. Overcast skies, 30 degrees and south winds, 5 miles per hour. Saturday, lots of sunshine, temperatures warm to the upper 40s, southwest winds 5 to 10, clear 22 Saturday night. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures will be warming to the mid-40s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 35 degrees.
Hi,
It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Freeman High School, Friend High School gym here in Friend, Nebraska. The Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Friend Lady Bulldogs 29-7, our halftime score. We have a scoring update from back in Falls City. The game being heard tonight over on Sunny 101.3. The Falls City Lady Tigers are leading the Johnson Brock Eagles at the half, 36-28, the halftime score in that one. John Nixon has the call for you over on Sunny 101.3. I want to remind everybody, I'll be back on Sunny 101.3 this coming Tuesday night, back in Palmyra, where I was this past Tuesday, this time traveling with the Johnson County Central T-Birds. We'll have a girl-boy doubleheader, Johnson County Central and Palmyra. That's coming up Tuesday night, the 13th. 1 week from tonight, I will be in Plattsmouth with the Falls City Tigers, girls and boys doubleheader. That'll be here on KTNC. Also, 1 week from tonight, over on Sunday 101.3, John Nixon will have HTRS in the rec taking on the Sacred Heart Irish. Lots of basketball coming up yet between now and Christmas. I've even got a couple of trips to Elmwood Murdoch scheduled that last week with both Falls City and with Sacred Heart. So you'll want to be listening for those. Right now, though, we're ready to move into the second half of this girls' game. 29-7, Sacred Heart in command here. And Coach Luke Sano using his bench very generously here. He had a lot of bench players, saw a lot of minutes in that first half. We saw Avery Sano, Jocelyn Oberding out there, Daisy Witt played, Shaylee Smith, Ellie Falk. Everybody got a lot of varsity time in this one. When play is resumed, we move to the third quarter. It'll be Friends basketball. Shelby Lauber will inbound here to Abby Milton. Here's the inbound pass. They lob it in. Now Lauber on the dribble across the timeline, top of the key. Milton comes over to help her. Bounce pass to Milton in the paint. She lost the handle on it. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Irish going with their original five starters, Eichhoff, Delaney Witt, Gentry Lechtenberg, Wurtenberger, and Keller. All right, this is Olivia Eichhoff to push the ball up court and set the offense for the first time here for the Irish. Wurtenberger with a long three from the left side. Couldn't get it to go down. The rebound pulled down on the far side by Babe Weber. Weber flips the outlet pass up court to Abby Milton, and she'll look at a man-to-man defense from the Irish. Delaney Witt picks up Milton at the top of the key. Pass goes to the left side to Bartley. Back up to the top to Babe Weber. Weber feeds out to the left elbow into the corner. Baseline left side long. Two is up and good. And hitting the two from down in the corner deep on the left side there was Reagan Bartley. Bartley with the first 2 points of the second half here for the Lady Bulldogs. Here's a driving layup on the right side put up by Wurtenberger, but a whistle and a foul, and I think Jessica is going to go to the line and have a chance here to shoot two for the Irish. Jessica Wurtenberger drove the baseline on the right side, drew the foul on Babe Weber, on Weber, her second personal. Wurtenberger's free throw is up and off, no good, and we still have yet to make a free throw by either team in this ballgame. Let's see if Wurtenberger can break that, and she does. Jessica Wurtenberger gets one out of two. She's got 9 points now in the game, and it's 30-9, the Irish on top. With the basketball, this is Abby Milton on the right elbow. Milton puts a bounce pass to the top of the key up to Babe Weber. Weber launches off to the left elbow. It comes back to Milton, who puts up a long two by Shelby Lauber. Let's see if that was a two. Yes, it was. Lauber hits a two from out here on the right wing. She had her toe right on the three-point line when she launched that one. 6:38 to go, third quarter. Wurtenberger goes around the defender, driving lay-in off the glass. That was too easy. Wurtenberger left the defender standing on the baseline, and Jessica used that senior experience to weave her way in for the easy lay-in. She's got 11 points now in double figures for the Irish. Babe Weber has the ball dribbled away by Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt on a fast break, driving layup, collision, and Witt will go to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Delaney was determined to take that ball to the hoop, and she was fouled by Reagan Bartley. On Bartley, that is her fourth personal. So Bartley now with four, second team foul of the half. At the free throw line will be Delaney Witt. She has not scored yet tonight. Here she'll be shooting two shots. Witt's first free throw is up and good. Delaney Witt in the scorebook makes it 32-11 now. Sitting down with four fouls, Reagan Bartley leaves the ball game. Back in to replace her is Taylan Schluter for the Lady Bulldogs. Second shot is up and good also. Delaney Witt makes both free throws. She now has 2 points. Here's a steal by Olivia Eichhoff. Shot is up, got it, and she's fouled. Olivia Eichhoff stole the inbound pass, laid it off the glass, got the layup after the steal, and drew the foul, and she'll go to the line for the and one. The foul is going to be on Babe Weber. On Babe, her third personal, third team foul. Olivia Eichhoff for the and one for the Lady Irish. The shot is up, and it is good. With a nice little sequence there by the senior Olivia Eichhoff to steal the inbound pass, get the lay-in, draw the foul, made the free throw. Pretty good trip down the floor that time for the senior. Eichhoff sets up defensively at midcourt to pick up Lauber on the dribble. Lauber works to the right side. Abby Milton with the basketball. Milton gives to Schluter. Schluter gets a pick by Lauber. With goes around the pick and picks her up. It comes to the right side to Milton. Milton bounce pass into traffic, stolen away nicely by Wurtenberger, but her pass is stolen right back. There's a free throw line jump shot that's up and off, no good, but Macy Keller is there for the defensive rebound. Keller down court, Lechtenberg with a long pass across court. Underneath the basket, Witt comes out of there with it. Bounce pass inside Eichhoff. Backs in, Eichhoff moves to the hoop. Shot is up, got her own rebound. Eichhoff, bounce pass out to Witt. Witt in the paint. She got mugged as she went inside the lane. A lot of contact as Delaney Witt made a move to the basket. And the foul is going to be on Shelby Lauber. On Lauber, her second personal, team foul number four on the Lady Bulldogs. Inbound the pass to the corner. Lechtenberg for a long three from the corner. No, couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Archer. Into forecourt on the dribble is Lauber with the basketball to Archer right side. Chasing it down over here is Shelby Lauber. Lauber tries to go around the defender. Eichhoff floating with her to the corner. No place to go. Reaching in is Lechtenberg to try and make the steal. Held ball is called. Possession arrow belongs to the Irish. Gentry Lechtenberg is having a good ball game here. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Cracked her way into the starting lineup with the injury to McKinley Scholl. And playing well is Gentry Lechtenberg. This is Olivia Eichhoff to set it up in forecourt to Wurtenberger. She goes around the defender, back to Eichhoff. 12-footer from the left side. Eichhoff off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Tatum Schluter. Schluter, out of that pass. Up court to Milton. Abby Milton, just a sophomore, has it dribbled away by Delaney Witt. Delaney goes one-on-one with Milton. Almost got tripped up and knocked to the floor. We're going to have a whistle on a foul. It's going to be called on Friend. Foul is going to be on Abby Milton. On Abby, her first personal. That's already the 15th foul of the half on Friend, and we've got 4:36 to play in the third quarter. We've only played 3.5 minutes of the third period, and Friend has picked up 5 personal fouls. With the basketball is Wurtenberger. Driving layup, left side up and off, couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to Taylen Sluter. Sluter with a 1-on-2 fast break, puts a shot up that's blocked away nicely by Eichhoff, but a whistle and a foul on Olivia. Looked like Olivia went straight up with the arm, but she gets called for the personal on Olivia Eichhoff, her first personal foul, first team foul of the half on the Irish. At the free throw line will be Taylen Sluter, a 5'3 freshman. Sluter shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Sluter now with 3 points. That's the first made free throw for Friend. We got timeout taken by the Irish. 4:21 to go, third quarter, 37-12. Irish leading Friend. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Friend. Ready for our free throw. Shot is on the way up. The second shot is good. So Taylen Sluter made a pair there. She now has 4 points. The score goes 37-13 with the Irish in command. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. This is Delaney Witt dribbling to the right side. Feeds it into the paint. The ball is tipped away and grabbed up by Eichhoff at the top of the key. Eichhoff around the horn, Wurtenberger inside. Lechtenberg goes up with a shot. Gentry will be at the line, and this foul is going to be on Emily Bromstedt. Bromstedt, 5'5 senior, picks up her first foul. That's team foul number 6 already. And at the free throw line, Gentry Lechtenberg. She is 0-for-2 from the line, has 11 points in the ballgame. Shot is up and good. Lechtenberg now with 12 in the game for the Irish. She'll have another shot coming here. 4:02 to go now, third quarter, 38-13. Boys game coming up after this. Lechtenberg's second free throw is up. This one rims out of there, bounced around a couple of times, and then rattled out over the edge. 38-13, Irish up by 25. With the ball is Abby Milton. Milton puts it inside the paint. Fall away shot, Archer off, no good. Rebound is brought down quickly by Wurtenberger. She's going to take it all the way for the driving layup and got it. Jessica Wurtenberger took it the distance, laid it in. We've got her with 13 points now for the Lady Irish. This is Abby Milton with the dribble. Gives the ball to her teammate, Babe Weber. Weber handles it for a minute, goes right back to Milton with a bounce pass. In traffic, Archer. Ball tipped away nicely by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg playing some good defense in here. Into the game now for the Irish, Avery Santo back onto the floor. Also checking back in is D.C. Witt. Wurtenberger and Lechtenberg will take a break here. Almost stolen there by Delaney Witt into the corner, driving against Eichhoff. Underneath, layup off the glass, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And going to the line, I believe it's going to be Babe Weber at the line. Let me look here. Now check out Rickenbaugh is at the line. She's 0-for-2 from the line so far tonight. The foul is going to be on Avery Sato. On Avery, her first. Team foul number 2. First free throw is up and off. No good for Rickenbaugh. She'll have another attempt coming here. 5'10 sophomore, Kila Rickenbaugh. Second free throw on the way. This one is good. Nothing but nylon that time for Rickenbaugh. She now is 1-for-4 from the line, has 1 point. 40-14, your score. Eichhoff in traffic, driving layup. Nope. Ball tipped around. Eichhoff got her own rebound, tries to go up with a follow shot. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Olivia Eichhoff to the line to shoot 2 shots for the Irish. See who this foul's on. Foul is going to be on Sluter, her first, team foul number 7. One of two free throws. First one is up and good for Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff has now hit 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has 8 points in the game, looking for point number 9 right here for the senior. Olivia Eichhoff launches the shot up. Nothing but nigh on for Olivia. She's made 3 in a row after missing her first 2 free throws. She now has 9 points in the ball game. It's 42-14. Irish up with 2:54 to play in the third quarter here at Friend. Lady Bulldogs trying to dribble in. Carrying the basketball is Shelby Lauber. Good defense there by the Irish. They got her trapped out near the free throw line. She couldn't put the dribble to the floor. Irish basketball inbounding it. To toss it in is Dacey Witt into Delaney Witt. Delaney down to Dacey in the corner. Left side of the basket. Up top to Witt it comes. Delaney around the horn. Olivia Eichhoff back to Dacey. Dacey Witt penetrates in. Little floating layup off the glass. Couldn't get it. Macy Keller with the rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Macy Keller has 8 points in the ball game. She got the lay-in and the putback. Makes it 44-14. The lead is 30. And now for the Irish. Ball almost got away over here near midcourt by Schluter. She grabbed it up on the sideline. Again, picked up her dribble. Schluter gives it up to Milton. This is Lauber with the basketball to the right wing to Babe Weber, and she'll be called for traveling. Another turnover. Checking in now is Jocelyn Oberding into the ballgame. Oberding checks in. Macy Keller will take a breather. So now we've got Avery Sano, Jocelyn Oberding, Olivia Eichhoff, Dacey Witt, and Delaney Witt. That's the 5 on the floor for the Irish. Eichhoff, long 2, right side, got it. Nice looking shot by Olivia Eichhoff. They left her alone in the corner down the right side. She hit that little 14-footer, put it right down the tube. She's got 11 points now in double figures, Olivia Eichhoff. We've got a foul at the other end. I think that may go on Olivia Eichhoff. We'll see when they post it. Yes, it is. On Olivia, that's her second personal. Not a shooting foul. They'll play it in under their own bucket. Into the corner right side. Fallaway jump shot up and off. No good. Shot was put up by Rickenbaugh. She was fouled, however, by Delaney Witt. Delaney picks up her first personal. Fourth team foul of the half on the Irish. Rickenbaugh, who is now 1 of 4 from the line, here shooting 2 shots. First one is up and off. No good. She's 1 of 5 now. Has a single point. All right. And now for the Irish comes Smith back into the lineup, and Ellie Falk back into the lineup. Shaylee Smith, 5'7 freshman. Ellie Falk, a junior, 5'8. Second free throw up and good for Rickenbaugh. She's now made 2 out of 6 from the line. She has 2 points. 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. 46-15, your score. Avery Sando with a pass to Dacey Witt in the corner. Back up to Avery Sando. Dribbles around the defender. Picks up her dribble. Witt on the right side. Had her shot partially blocked. Good defense across the way by Shelby Lauber to block that shot. And the rebound pulled down by Taylan Schluter. Schluter to set the offense. Works the dribble. Holds it up for just a moment. Goes all the way into the corner. Dribbled the ball out of bounds. And went off her foot out of bounds. It'll belong to the Irish. 1:18 to go here in the third quarter. Irish been in command throughout this one. They lead it 46-15. We've still got over nine minutes of ball to play here. Into forecourt, Dacey Witt. Pass into the corner. Long 2 from the corner right side, put up by Charlie Smith. Shaylee Smith, it went out of bounds. Touch last by the Irish. We've got a foul called on the Irish. Smith falls to the floor as she was backpedaling up here. Foul's going to be on Ellie Falk. On Ellie, her first personal. That's team foul number 5. With 1:03 to go here in the third quarter, it's 46-15. Friend Bulldogs basketball. Moving in traffic is Lauber from the left side. Shot is up and good by Emily Bromstead. Bromstead came off the bench and hit the shot from the left side of the lane. 46-17. There's Avery Sando. Nice pass to the corner to Falk. Open look for Falk. 3. Rimmed in out of there. It was in the hole. It wouldn't stay in for Falk. It bounced out of there, and the rebound comes down to Babe Weber. Lob pass under the basket. Easy lay-in off the glass on the far side. Boy, they looked underneath the basket and found Taylan Schluter waiting all alone on the left side. Nobody back covered her, and she got an easy 2. Falk on the left wing holds the ball. Avery Sando almost had it stolen. Gets it back. To the corner, finds Smith with it. up top with it. They see Witt. Smith with a 12-footer. Got it. Nice shot from the corner by Shaylee Smith. 5'7" freshman has her first 2 points tonight here in the varsity contest. Trying to penetrate on the baseline left side. A push foul is going to be called on the Irish. And it'll be Friends basketball under their own basket. Foul is going to be, I think, on Oberding. Yes, it is. Jocelyn is called for the personal. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Lady Bulldogs into the corner. Turnaround shot, baseline left side as the buzzer doesn't go. After three quarters, the Irish lead it 48-19. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well down in Fall City, after three quarters, Johnson Brock has battled back here. They lead after three periods 46-42 over the Fall City Lady Tigers. Here after three quarters, 48-19. The Sacred Heart Lady Irish in command as we move into fourth quarter action. Friend will have the basketball with Abby Milton on the dribble. A cross-court pass, baseline left side, trying for the reverse lay-in. Off the glass, doesn't go. Ball goes to the floor, grabbed up, follow shot put up, won't go. That put up by Lauber, and the rebound by Wurtenberger. Down court it comes, driving lay-in, Lechtenberg up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg makes a nice move to the hoop there. She's got 14 points now in the basketball game for the Lady Irish. Here's a shot that's put up off the glass by Rickenbaugh. Doesn't go. Ends up going out of bounds. I don't think the Irish touched it. Yep, they're going to say Sacred Heart had a block on there, so the ball will stay with Friend. Shelby Lauber will trigger it in. She's on the baseline under the left side of her own backboard. Lauber, bounce pass into the corner. Ball almost stolen away by Eichhoff. Now trying to work in toward the basket for the fall-away shot. Not there. Ball is stolen away. Good job by Wurtenberger to get the steal. Wurtenberger, long down court pass. Finds Delaney Witt. She couldn't quite handle it on the baseline. They tried the home run ball there. It got away from Delaney and lost it out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Lady Bulldogs. Nice turnout of Sacred Heart fans still filing in here tonight. 125-mile trip from Fall City. And there's a lot of folks out here to watch the Irish anticipating a good game in this boys' contest with the Friend Bulldogs. They are undefeated 2-0. The other direction now come the Irish with possession of the basketball in the corner right side. Across court it comes to Delaney Witt inside Macy Keller. Keller gives back to Delaney Witt. Driving layup. Witt got it. Nice move to the basket by Delaney Witt. Her first field goal of the night. Delaney now with the 4 points. She did have a pair of free throws. Makes it 52-19 with 6:27 to go here. Here's a steal by Wurtenberger out near the top. She's going to take it all the way for the driving layup. Got it. Jessica Wurtenberger with the steal and the lay-in. And that's 15 points now for the senior, Jessica Wurtenberger. Here's a shot for three put up on the right side, launched by Schluter. Rebound brought down Eichhoff. Eichhoff takes it all the way in, driving layup. No, couldn't get it. Rebound Delaney Witt. Follow shot Witt. Couldn't get it. Got a rebound again. And they're going to say she traveled with the basketball. It'll be a turnover to the back to Friend. Here come the subs off the bench for the Irish. Avery Sano, Jocelyn Oberding, Daisy Witt onto the floor. Wurtenberger, Delaney Witt, and Macy Keller will have a seat for the Irish. 54-19. Sacred Heart has been in command throughout. 6 minutes to go here in the basketball game. Top of the circle, Sluder. There's a long three that's off, no good. A rebound brought down on the far side by Collier now in the ballgame. Gives it up to Bromstedt. Bromstedt into traffic, in the paint. Shot is up, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back, won't go. Chased down in the corner on the left side. Reaching in and doing a good job defensively was Gentry Lechtenberg. She got the held ball call. Possession arrow goes to the Irish. Lechtenberg with a good job in there defensively. 5:37 showing on our game clock to play here in the ballgame. 54-19 is your score. I think we've got another sub just checked in for Friend here. Abby Milton is back on the floor now. Into the corner, this is Avery Sando. Oh, Sando with a beautiful pass across court. Found Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg now with 16 points in the ballgame. Avery Sando with the assist. What a job of getting the ball across, seeing Lechtenberg under the basket. Can't say enough about the assist by Avery Sando. On the left side of the lane, we may have a reach-in foul on the Irish here, trying to bat the pass away. The official turns his back to me, so I can't tell you. Okay, it's going to be on Gentry Lechtenberg, her third personal. And we are at 17 fouls, so we're going to shoot 1-1. Rickenbaugh at the line, shooting 1-1. First shot is up and good. Rickenbaugh wears that ponytail, and that covers up most of her number. But we've come to recognize her here now. Second shot is up and good also. Rickenbaugh got them both. She's now made 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. It's 56-21. Dribbling in, driving, laying up, and good again for Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg came to play. She's got 18 points in the ballgame now for Gentry Lechtenberg. 58-21. Irish on top here with the ball is Lauber. Lauber puts it up top, passing it around the outside perimeter of this Sacred Heart defense. Now it goes to Abby Milton. Here's the top of the key three that's up and off. Rebound comes down to Avery Sando. Sando will bring the ball up court in a hurry. She's going to take it all the way, feeds it to the right side. Open look, three from the corner. That was up and off by Lechtenberg. She got the rebound, dribbles out of it, gives it up to Sando. Sando looks to the left elbow now. Lechtenberg drives for a layup. Got it. It's going to count, and she will go to the line. Gentry Lechtenberg is going to remember this game for a while, the sophomore. I'm sure that's probably a career best for her. I've got her with 20 points right now. The foul is on Babe Weber, her fourth personal. Lechtenberg at the line. Let me add them up again. Yes, I've got her with 20 unofficially. You're looking for 21. It's up and good. Lechtenberg got it. And Gentry Lechtenberg goes to the bench with 21 points. She will be replaced now by Ellie Falk in the Irish lineup. What a night for the sophomore, Gentry Lechtenberg, here tonight at Friend. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to play. It's a 40-point ball game, 61-21. In the corner on the right side is Reagan Bartley back into the ball game. We haven't seen Reagan for a while. Ella Archer pulls down the offensive rebound. Pass goes underneath, tipped away. Reaching in and grabbing the basketball is Dacey Witt. Witt ripped it out of there, got the held ball call, and possession arrow favors Friend. Lady Bulldogs will have it. Abby Milton will inbound it. We've got a running clock here now with a 61-21 score. 3:40 to go in the ballgame. Inbounding it, Milton into the corner. Long two is up and good by Taylan Sluder. Sluder now has 8 points in the ballgame for the Friend Bulldogs. They have the 3:25 to go. Cross-court pass to Falk is tipped away and stolen by Abby Milton. Milton will bring the basketball up court herself, set things up here for the Lady Dogs. To the left wing, Sluder launches a long three that doesn't go. The rebound is pulled down on the baseline left side, then lost out of bounds, and it went off one of the Friend ball players down in the corner. I think touching it last down there was Ella Archer. And the Lady Irish will have the ball back. Avery Sando with the inbound pass. Sando into Dacey Witt. Dacey Witt on the right elbow goes around the defender. Now picks up her dribble. Needs some help down there. And Dacey Witt draws a foul. Dacey didn't like the way Shelby Lauber was hanging on her. Dacey threw quite an elbow there. And Lauber, reacting to that, got called for the personal. On Lauber, her third personal. Dacey Witt at the line. Dacey was not happy. the freshman, has not scored yet tonight. Here she's shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Bulldogs. Working the dribble is Shelby Lauber. To the right side. Comes over to the near side to Melton. Lauber for three. Nope. Rebound. Avery Sando. Sando dribbles right between three defenders. Avery's going to push the ball down the court here. Feeds underneath. Oh, beautiful. Feet. Sando put it underneath to Jocelyn Oberding. And Oberding got the two. That's two really nice assists out of the freshman guard here, Avery Sando. She's helping out her classmates. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jocelyn Oberding. Avery Sando had a great assist a while ago and just got another one here. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Friend. And we should be shooting two shots here, I believe. The foul is going to be on... Looks like Lauber. No, Milton is called for the personal. At the free throw line, Daisy Witt, up and good. Daisy Witt got that one. That's her first point of the night. She's now one out of two from the line. Has a second shot coming here. Ready into the ballgame now is Shaylee Smith for the Lady Irish. Daisy Witt, second free throw is on the way up. It's good also. She got them both that trip. Whip with a couple of free throws there for the Irish. Has 2 points. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a complete rundown of the individual scoring. Let you know how your favorite player performed here tonight. Give you an individual scoring rundown and recap of the score by quarters. Irish up 65-23 here now with 50 seconds to play in the ballgame. In the corner, Friend with the basketball to the top of the circle. Bromstedt holds the ball, turnaround shot in the paint, up and good. A nice move to the bucket by Ella Archer, and that's Ella Archer's first 2 points of the night on a little turnaround shot in the paint. Avery Sando with the ball to the right elbow, Oberding. Jump shot 10 feet away, up and off, no good. Fighting for the rebound, DeLisi in there now. DeLisi, a 5'8 freshman on the floor for the Irish. I think everybody in uniform has gotten into the game here tonight. Waiting for the inbound pass from Smith. Smith in traffic. There's a shot up by Oberding that doesn't go. A battle underneath, fighting for the rebound. In there for the Irish, trying to get after that loose basketball with Shea DeLisi. And it went out of bounds, I think, off a Friend. Time will expire, and that's your ball game. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 65 and the Friend Bulldogs 25. 65-25, your final. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with a post-game wrap-up of the individual scoring. After this two-minute break, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect those biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Friend High School. Our final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish defeating the Friend Bulldogs 65-25. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for Friend, they were led tonight by Taylan Sluter. She finished with 8 points, adding 5 with Shelby Lauber. 4 points tonight for Reagan Bartley. Also with 4 points was Keela Rickenbaugh. Emily Bromstead had 2 near the end of the game, and Ella Archer with 2 for their total of 25. From the free throw line, the Lady Bulldogs went 6 out of 12 tonight from the charity stripe. Now the numbers for your Sacred Heart Irish. What a ball game here. 65-25 the final. Leading the way was the sophomore, Gentry Lechtenberg. She finished tonight with 21 points in the ball game. Jessica Wurtenberger, also in double figures, had 15. So was Olivia Eichhoff. She had 11 in the ballgame. 8 points tonight for Macy Keller. 4 points for Delaney Witt. And then adding 2 each off the bench, Jocelyn Overding, Daisy Witt, and Shaylee Smith. Each had 2 for the Irish total of 65. Sacred Heart went 10 out of 19 from the free throw line after an 0 for 6 start in the first half. With the win, the Irish improved their record to 3-1 on the year, and the Friend Bulldogs fall to 0-3. Well, we've got the second half of our doubleheader coming up for you. The Irish boys taking on an improved Friend team. This might be a very competitive contest. Looking forward to it. We're going to take about a 14-minute break here, 14 or 15 minutes, go down and get the starting lineups, get organized, and we'll be back with the second half of the doubleheader coming up. Stay tuned. We'll have more basketball right here on KTNC.